Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? It's Evan Ballmer from the Mullet Cast. I am joined with Vincent Pangelo of Pangelo CPA. Vinny, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Hope everyone is well and safe and sound, and hopefully drinking wine as well.
Nice. I'd probably never get you on the phone this time of year because it is typically tax season. But the world has changed and taxes have been delayed, right?
Yes, we have a pushback until July 15th, which is great. It does extend the time for people to both file, and if you owe, it extends the time that you can pay without penalty or interest as well. So there are some, you know, structural changes to the way taxes will be done this year. If you're getting a refund, obviously get them in early. And also it helps, depending on your personal situation, with the stimulus that just came out as part of the CARE Act.
That's cool. Have you heard anything like our processing times on getting refunds? Is that all slowed down? Like, is the IRS just a hot mess right now?
So the IRS is a little bit of a hot mess when it comes to having discussions, and there's a lot that an accountant does on a daily basis with the IRS, normal business activity. From a processing perspective, I've not seen any delays. I think they've really stepped up their game to get tax returns prepped and done as quickly as possible. And, you know, again, to get people their refunds. That's the goal right now, is pumping as much money into the economy as possible, and refunds play a significant role for that.
That's cool. And then for people that typically file extensions, so if it's July, do you tack on, is it 3 months after that if you file an extension in July, by July?
Right. Okay. So if you file an extension, it would be, you'd file it by July 15th for the October 15th deadline.
Gotcha. All right, cool. You know, I had an interesting conversation. Maybe you can just quickly offer some advice with the money that may go back to taxpayers, right? The stimulus package. I was talking to a comedian who said, you know, most entertainers probably are real delinquent in filing tax returns. So what would you advise people that maybe haven't filed in a long time in order to get that stimulus money that may be coming?
So the most critical thing is to file. You know, I kid around my clients saying there's two times the IRS will get mad at you. One is if you don't file, and two is if you hide money. So you don't want to hide any revenue ever. Obviously, if you have a 1099 or W-2, you know, declare every penny that you have and file your returns, and the IRS loves you. And then you either get a refund or they owe you. And in both cases, they'll pay you or they'll work out a payment plan. So the most critical thing, if you've not filed your 2018 tax return, is file your 2018 tax return. If you have not, and you can get 2019 in, then file your 2019 return. It's time to make sure that you are as compliant as possible, or you'll just miss out on the opportunity and get on the stimulus money that you're entitled to.
Gotcha. So, you know, maybe people don't like to hear that, but take advantage of maybe a slowdown in work and buckle down and get your taxes done, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a great time to get your financial house in order. You know, if you have the opportunity to do that, great. Again, I'm available to talk. Our hours are very extended right now. Even with the pushback to July 15th, it's still, you know, a 7-day-a-week, 15-hour day. Again, partly because of all the small business activity that's going on related to stimulus and incentives, and also people just wanting to normally get their taxes done.
Gotcha. So I think most people, they associate CPAs with taxes, but obviously your expertise and the services you provide clients goes really far beyond that. I happen to know you work with many small business owners. So can you talk a little bit about the services you're offering your clients these days and what small businesses are experiencing with
Absolutely.
The coronavirus?
Absolutely. So, you know, again, what we try to do and the way we differentiate ourselves is having that ability to be the business advisor. You know, sometimes it's a tough partner. And then some tough discussions you have to have with clients. But our job is, you know, for our existing clients and even new clients, I have people that call me up, they got a referral, and it's just to have a conversation. But the idea is you have to look at, you know, be the CEO of your business. You have to look at your books. You have to talk to your accountant, and not just your tax preparer, but your accountant. What we do is we review your balance sheet. We review your marketing. We review what you're looking to try to achieve to, one, in this time, make sure you're going to be here after things subside. And that's a kind of a hard question to have for people, depending on how strong their cash position is. Then, two, what are you doing now with your employees? What are you doing as, you know, to be creative with marketing, to be creative about getting additional revenue in? And, you know, part of the conversations we've been having, first part is just psychology, is just listening to people and having the discussion regarding how they feel about it, what they're going through, you know, how hard is it hitting them personally. And when that gets cleared, it's focusing on business. And then when we focus on the business, we really look to have the opportunity to really deep dive into their financials, you know, deep dive into what they're looking to accomplish. And so part of it really is listening to the entrepreneur, listening to the CEO of the business, and, you know, getting an understanding of where they are. I've had clients that, you know, they were heartbroken about laying people off, but it was actually going to work out for their employees better financially in the short term. So, you know, you play that role of being, you know, of listening and then planning and then getting ready to ramp things up. And what a lot of businesses are not anticipating right now is when things do get better, and they of course will, how do you get back on track? You know, getting your employees back, handling your clients, potentially, you know, looking at increased market share if some of your competitors go out of business. So we've had multiple conversations with all of our clients, and we have set times each week to speak with them, to see how they're doing, see how the progress is, and making sure that they're ready to both survive and also thrive afterwards.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I think for a lot of small business owners, when you're launching, kind of crisis is the last thing on your mind, right? You're thinking positively, mm-hmm. and you're probably focused on, all right, where are we getting customers and where's our revenue coming from? You don't think about mm-hmm. what happens if, you know, you probably think about slowdowns, but not necessarily like the valve getting shut off completely and no income in some cases.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's one of the things we've always been very preachy about is a minimum 3 months worth of bills in cash. That's one of the metrics we use. So, you know, when we have our, you know, what we do is as a firm is we meet with our clients, business clients monthly, both to discuss finances, discuss marketing, discuss every aspect of their business. So they're prepared for this. And they get very preachy when it comes to, you know, hoarding cash, making sure that they have at least 3 months of bills. And I used to kid around saying, yeah, you can't operate for 3 months. You can pay all your bills. You can extend it further if it's worse. Mostly think of like a Hurricane Sandy situation, not obviously something like a pandemic.
Right.
So vast majority of our clients do have cash on hand, and their balance sheets are very strong to survive it. So I'm happy to say that, you know, the advice was listened to. Again, I think going forward, it'll be something that's baked into every CEO's DNA at this point. But having that ability to ride this storm out and then, you know, make good business decisions is going to be critical. And for the ones that don't, it becomes even more critical to be very creative in how you get revenue, how you reach out to your clients, you know, reaching out on a regular basis, email, Instagram, however you need to reach out to them to just let them know that you're there and you're there to provide services, and then be creative on how you could possibly get services and some cash flow from your clients.
Totally. So what are some short-term triage for like businesses that didn't have the luxury of or the benefit of talking to you earlier, and maybe they don't have those 3 months supplies and now they're 3 months surplus of cash and now they're scrambling and, you know, businesses come to mm-hmm. a halt. What can they do and what's out there?
So absolutely. For the first thing is look at your expenses and, you know, be very draconian when it comes to what you're going to pay and what you're not going to pay. Obviously, rent is something that will have to be held immediately. So are mortgages, and banks and landlords have been very accommodating for that. I mean, reach out to them. Don't just not pay somebody. I mean, that's probably the most critical thing is reach out to your suppliers, reach out to your vendors, reach out to your landlord and say, look, this is the situation. We will pay you. But, you know, right now we need a break for March, April, May. Just to get the breathing room in. And there'll be some understanding there as well. So shut off the faucet where you can. Reach out to your clients. Let them know what's going on. I have hair salons. You know, it's one of the strengths of our space. Obviously, they're shut, both New York and New Jersey. But they're doing pretty well because they can, again, get packages out there to clients. People are prepaying for services. They're buying gift cards. So you can generate some cash flow, you know, to keep yourself afloat. I have a gym, actually, in Austin, New York, where we're working out the finances, and they'll actually be in a very, very strong position, even though they're completely shut, based on the communication with the members. And then the other thing is just be creative in delivering services. You know, if you're in the space of either gyms or working out, you know, personal training, you should have all of your clients, you know, working out on a regular basis, you know, whether you're providing videos, online, personal support, et cetera. So being as creative as possible to generate that revenue and taking care of your clients, because people are home, you know, and a lot of people are not unemployed. They're actually just working from home. So, you know, they're not getting their hair cut, but they're looking forward to that, or they want to work out, but they can't get to a gym because they're closed. So, you know, be that resource for them as well. If you're in marketing, reach out to your clients and help them get prepared for the onslaught of business afterwards. So I think, you know, this is a time not to feel sorry for yourself, but to be creative and look to survive as much as possible. So if you can turn the faucet off on expenses, great. Turn the faucet on for any revenue you can get your hands on. Awesome. Link up with other like-minded businesses to see if you can offer packages of services, nail salons and hair salons offering, you know, packages when people get back, gyms, working with nutritionists, you know, construction companies, working with SEO search, you know, find those partners that can help you succeed. And if you have vendors that are struggling, you know, work, this is a great opportunity if your balance sheet is strong to work out great deals for yourself, you know, for the balance of 2020 to 2021 as well.
Awesome. That's all great advice. And I think, you know, one thing that's kind of, I don't know if it inspired is the right word, but I've taken some comfort in reading a lot of stories about, you know, very well-known businesses we know that were formed during the time of crisis, you know, so they not only, you know, launched, but thrived. So that's kind of cool. So I think you're right. I think there's a people really need to dig down deep and figure out how to improve their business during this time.
Mm-hmm. And all the connections too. And one thing we don't want to forget is the not-for-profit space. You know, there are charities out there that are worse off and people that are worse off than you are. This is an opportunity to really step up in your community and be a community leader and say, look, this is what we're going to do to help out. People remember that. And people will remember that you stepped up when you didn't have to, when, you know, you weren't worried about yourself. I mean, you know, Pringle CPA, one of our major charities, Need We Feed, they're just doing exceptional amount of work right now to feed people. And they're working with, you know, we had a budget put together, obviously I'm their accountant and on their board. So they have a strong balance sheet, but they were reaching out to all the restaurants that always helped us in the past. Now we're buying food from those restaurants to make sure that their takeout is strong and we're delivering to people in need. So you're going back to the people that always gave to you and saying, we're here to help as well. We're here to spend money on these restaurants to make sure that we can feed the people that are part of the mandate as well. And, you know, people supporting that, that will go a very, very long way. I mean, it's great marketing budget. You can use that. But people will remember and will look to use your services because you stepped up.
And that's definitely very important at this time because you're right. There are a lot of people that need a lot of help right now. Mm-hmm. Anything you learned personally that you're going to take out of this crisis to apply to your own business?
Ooh, that's a great question. So one of the major things is being better at reaching out to clients in a more structured way. So obviously, friends and colleagues of mine have been using, like, say, Constant Contact or you know, other services. I brought on a virtual assistant who's been assisting me with that. It became much more of an imperative to have a more streamlined, better process to reach out to people. Like I said, I'm on the phone constantly with clients, and I'll always pick up, set a time up, and talk. Again, I love what I do, and I love being able to take my skill set and be able to help people. But definitely learned that there are some mechanics in a business that can make it a lot more efficient and a lot better operating wise. So that's definitely one of the takeaways. And I think probably the one that, you know, very humbly is that you have a set of skills. I want to look for ways to be able to help people, not just generate revenue, but if I can provide some comfort, or at least some advice, and it gets someone through something, if I don't make a dime on it, that's fine, because I feel better as a person and as a business leader to be able to do that in my community as well. So I think, you know, that altruism baked more into being an accountant on top of some of the mechanics of improving processes and procedures have been very helpful and something I'm definitely going to take away with. And also just being as optimistic as possible and having people share in that optimism.
That's very cool. Are you going to, on top of that, lobby the IRS to keep July filing as a permanent thing?
Oh, so fun fact, I do like to occasionally take a vacation. that would be quite interesting. I'm thinking somewhere in the middle. I think May would be better. I'd have my summertime and, you know, an occasional, you know, cigar and a glass of wine, not worried about taxes. But an extent, April 15th has always been a challenge. May would be nice.
Actually, that does sound nice. Like a little Memorial Day cutoff, right? Like
you, exactly.
You get all that done and then you kick off summer and relax. That sounds cool.
Exactly. Exactly. That actually would be a nice way to wrap it up and then run right to the pool.
That sounds reasonable. Vinny, thank you for the time. I appreciate this was really some great advice. And, you know, I appreciate what you're doing out there and how you're helping small businesses. So keep it up. You want to give a quick shout out how people can find you online, where the best way to connect with you?
Absolutely. You can actually look at the website, PongelloCPA.com, and feel free to call the office, 848-222-2520. We are, we don't close. we're open. We'll take phone calls. I've had calls as late as 11 o'clock at night with people that want to talk. You know, again, probably those kind of conversations in the evening is a little bit better. But again, we're here to help, even if it's just to get some quick advice. You can email me at vincent@pongellocpa.com as well. Throw me some questions that you have. Again, happy to provide whatever advice and comfort that I can, even for non-clients.
Very cool. Vinny, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hope everyone's well, and you know, we'll get through this and drink wine.